Psalm 27:13. Lulei he'emanti lirot betuv Adonai be'eretz chayim. Had I not the assurance that I would enjoy the goodness of Adonai in the land of the living. The most powerful of holy day prayers, Unetanet Tokef, asks us to face the reality that some of us won't make it to the next Rosh Hashanah. It is a terrifying prayer, and also somewhat cathartic. Isn't it better to just have it out there that we all might not make it to next year, that we don't have unlimited time on this earth, and that putting things off might leave some seriously unfinished cosmic business? What can the land of the living mean, as the health of our nation is so fragile? How many people at this time last year thought how lucky they are to be in the land of the living? How many of them doubted they would live to see another year? So many vulnerable in our country. 3 Vietnams have lost life so far. I remember when I gave my first Rosh Hashanah sermon at the congregation where I grew up in Wyckoff, New Jersey. The rabbi was trying to nurture me as a young rabbinical student. I talked about healing, about praying with a Christian man in a San Francisco hospital in the summer of 96. I talked about holding hands with loved ones as they faced incredible illness, and what it might mean for us to hold each other up when we are weakened. I talked about what it might mean to pray together.
Lole manti, lole manti, lole manti, lole manti, lole manti.
My friends, who have been trying to move back to Alaska all year, have been turned away from the Canadian border for the second time. The border agents simply don't believe they are Alaska residents. They assume they are up to something nefarious in Canada during COVID, and the Canadians are not feeling generous towards Americans these days. Our friends are bereft. They have to sell everything they own, fly to Alaska, and start over again with almost nothing. What are human beings that you, God, would take notice of them? These good people who help everyone cannot catch a break. When will they see your goodness, O God?
Lolemanti, 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 lolemanti,
How can we fully embrace our time in the land of the living? How do we experience God's goodness here? We are rejected and receive mixed messages all the time. Our psalm is full of every plotting scheme against us, and yet, as we come to its conclusion, the text points us to a what if, a lule. What if we were to truly see God's goodness in the land of the living? What if we could all see the silver linings, all the healing moments, all the moments of reconciliation, all at once? The verse trails off, dot, 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 leaving us the answer in tomorrow's verse. The answer is hope.
Lole. Lolemanti, 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 lolemanti.
Just